Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster. Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, and I am delighted to be chatting today with Andrea Reeve, who's Head of Business Management, Global Payment Solutions at HSBC, based in London. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Christy. Good to be with you.
Can you start by giving the audience a quick idea about what you do at HSBC?
Yeah, absolutely. So my role is fairly broad, but fairly simple, really. I look after all things people, all things customer and client experience, and all things business performance for the Global Payment Solutions team in the HSBC Ring Fence Bank business.
Fantastic. I love it. I'm dying to hear more. For those in our audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we're going to start with some rapid-fire questions, looking for one-word answers, and then we'll have time for a few more detailed questions where we can dig a little bit deeper. You ready, Andrea?
Yeah, let's go forward.
Awesome. Who or what inspires you?
It would have to be my family.
Excellent. Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Really tricky, but I think the harder you work, the luckier you get.
What drives you?
It's got to be competitiveness and a desire to improve things.
Excellent. Favorite quote or motto that you live by?
Good things happen at the edge of your comfort zone.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of the required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
60 to 65%. But I think if you get near 80%, I'd be questioning whether the role is going to stretch you enough.
Good answer. Coolest payments company today?
Well, unsurprisingly, I am going to say HSBC Global Payment Solutions.
Yes. All right. Fantastic. All right. So now that we know a little bit more about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions. What has been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
Honestly, probably myself. I think over the years, I've struggled on and off with self-limiting belief. The commonly used term now is imposter syndrome, I guess. And over the years, I've had to really dig deep at times and give myself a really good talking to. And get to a place where I was able to recognize the positive feedback I was getting and acknowledge it and move to a position where I was then able to help other people, if you like, through a similar situation.
What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
Well, probably reflecting on the previous question, it's probably close to that, you know, overcoming those fears and that lack of self-belief and ultimately finding my voice and my place and recognizing that I had a place and I had a contribution that was worth giving. And I think more importantly then, sort of using those experiences in my relationships with other people to help them to grow and to achieve and sort of casting that forward and making a difference to other people. It sort of, I guess it goes back to my motto that, you know, great things happen at the edge of your comfort zone. I think you have to put yourself out there to really understand what you're capable of. And for me, I am never happier than when I see someone, either from my team or somebody that maybe I've been mentoring or coaching, going on to bigger and better things, you know, by taking a chance, by being bold. In fact, I'm convinced that one of these people is likely to be my boss in the future, and that would be quite cool.
If there's one thing you could have done differently in your career, what would that have been?
That is tricky. I think I'm not a big one looking back. I do think I could have been braver about some of the roles I went for, or probably more importantly, didn't go for. I think, you know, one of the great benefits of working somewhere like HSBC, the size of the firm, you know, there's such variety out there. But it's also a challenge to know what else is out there and where you'd be a good fit. I would definitely have been more curious about other opportunities, more interested in getting to know where my skills were a good match. I think, yeah, reflecting, I think there's such a world of opportunity out there, but you have to be prepared to challenge yourself. And I, if I'm being honest, I don't think I did that enough earlier on in my career.
How important have your networks and connections been in building your career opportunities.
Yeah. I don't think you can underestimate the importance of your network. I actually don't like the term networking. I think it comes with this sort of outdated speed dating type approach, which I think can appear quite false. And I think I prefer to think of making connections with people. I think that way everything is much more on a human level. And I don't think you have to assume that it's a one-way street. I think there's sometimes a perception that networking means I must get something out of this person. I think some of the best connections I've made over the years have been where there's a mutual payoff, you know, approaching someone by showing you've got a genuine interest in them and even showing how you could be of value to them without asking for anything in return. It's really powerful, and it's likely, I think, to get you remembered as well.
Great answer. So as a female leader, you've got this fabulous career, Andrea. How have you helped shape the culture of your business?
Culture for me is about our beliefs and behaviors. And I think creating the right environment where people can be at their best is at the heart of that for me. I think in practical terms, that means being open and honest, knowing my team on a personal level, getting to know them, what really makes them tick, what drives them. But it's also about being compassionate and setting high standards and making sure that everyone knows what your expectations of them are. And I think if you can blend that and give that clarity of purpose, then that goes a long way to everyone being on board with the broader goals of the firm.
What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in the payments industry?
Okay, I've got three quick things. I think absolutely appreciate the value of innovation, but equally that of the people around you. I think in an industry like ours, it's so easy to go down a rabbit hole on technology and innovation, but I think we need to remember that our customers are human, and so are we. And at the heart of it, we're essentially a people business. I think secondly, figure out what your superpower is and really go for it. Leverage it, make it something you're known for. I mean, it's pretty basic really, but it's playing to your strength. I think sometimes we focus too much on our development areas. And the very last thing I think is have humility and don't compare yourself to others. We're all on very different journeys. There is no right or wrong. But I think if you stay curious and be brave, I think you will only thrive in this fantastic industry.
Fabulous words of wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing, Andrea. On that inspiring note, thank you for your time and sharing your career journey with us.
Oh, thanks, Christy. It's been great to be with you.
Fantastic. Thank you to our audience as well for listening. I encourage you to join us all online for the many episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders like Andrea from around the world of payments. My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.